keep using the word miracle. And the most important miracle that Christ works, we call a moral miracle. The conversion of deeply committed sinners back to the grace of God. Our next saint, Teresa of Avila. The church in the 16th century was in desperate need of reform. So true was this. We may correctly speak of the Catholic Reformation, which took place after the Protestant Revolution. Among the Catholic reformers was a contemplative nun, where sins may declare a doctor of the Church, Saint Teresa of Avila. As might be expected, Teresa of Avila was one of the staunch defenders of the Catholic faith in her day. Unlike her contemporary, Saint Ignatius Loyola, she did not organize an academic crusade to defend the teaching of the one true Church. She was a contemplative who spent the latter half of her life restoring Carmelite spirituality to its historic authenticity. But among the doctrines undermined by the followers of Luther and Calvin was, as we've been saying, and I'm saying regarding our day, was and is the real presence, the key factor was the denial that the Eucharist is literally the incarnate Son of God. The crucial issue was and is the humanity of Jesus Christ. You don't close, as we have in our generation, thousands, hear me, thousands of Catholic churches in the United States without a reason. And the reason has been the loss of faith in the real presence. I'm quoting Teresa of Avila. Once after receiving communion, I was given the understanding of how the Father received within our soul the most holy body of Christ. Have I known and have seen that these divine persons are present, are pleading to the Father, sorrowful your Son is, for he delights and rejoices with him, let us say on earth, for humanity is not present with us in the soul, but his divinity is. Thus humanity is so welcome and pleasing to the Father, bestows on us so many favors. We receive Jesus Christ, both man and God, when we go to Holy Communion. After a few minutes, say 15 minutes, the real presence disappears from our bodies. But Jesus God remains within us working, I mean this, miracles of grace through His real presence. That is why Holy Eucharist is called the mystery of faith. The Eucharist is nothing less than Jesus Christ. God continues redeeming the world by communicating through the humanity of Jesus the graces that He won for us on the first Good Friday. Our next saint, Peter Julian Aimard. Before we begin, saying a few words about Peter Julian. If you don't have any of his writings, may I ask you, I'll give you 1 month to get some copies of the writings of Peter Julian Aimard. Peter Julian Aimard. Aimard. E-Y-M-A-R-D. And there's one person who qualifies as a Eucharistic saint. It is Peter Julian Aimard. His apostolate of the Eucharist met with widespread opposition, especially among priests of his own day. The focus of the opposition was Peter Julian's emphasis on the real, corporeal, physical presence of the living Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. Only God knows what would have happened to me, except that I had begun reading Julian Aimard shortly after being ordained a priest. His writings on the real presence are worth reading and rereading. I mean this even daily. The published writings of St. Peter are now popularly printed in small paperback volumes. I dare say they have by now been read by millions. The writings contain especially the virtue that Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament confers on those who receive Him, the God who became man, is alive in the real presence. Peter Julian died in the state of destitution. Now that he has been glorified, he still takes poverty for his companionship. Jesus dwelling in our midst in the Blessed Sacrament is poorer than during the days of Peter Julian Aimard's life. I know what I am saying. Mother countries, I beg you to pray for is France. Oh, how France needs to be converted back to the true faith. As you see, I could quote and keep quoting. This could have been a 30-day retreat with five meditations, an hour each, of Peter Julian Aimard for 30 days. Our next saint is Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. We close this conference on the Eucharistic saints with a little flower. Mernosa Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, born 1873, died 1897. Her mother died when she was still a child. She entered the Carmelite order at the age of 15, became directors of novices in 1895. She was distinguished for humility, simplicity, and patience. Suffering very much from pulmonary hemorrhages, she did not write much. There is one of her published writings have been translated into all modern languages, has deeply affected the spiritual life of whole nations. Pope Pius XI had a great devotion to the little flower and canonized her in 1925, shortly after he became Pope. In this autobiography, Saint Thérèse is so clear in expressing her thoughts that the reader honestly feels she is in conversation with the reader. One episode she describes took place when she was with her father and sister Celine, who visited the Holy House of Loretto. As you may know, the place where tradition tells us Holy Family lived during their years at Nazareth. A priest in Loretto was preparing to offer Mass in his Holy House. There, Thérèse expressed the joy she experienced after receiving Holy Communion on that occasion. A short paragraph, but worth quoting. It was a totally heavenly happiness which words cannot express. What shall our happiness be when we receive communion in the eternal abode of the King of Heaven? Then we shall see our joy never coming to an end. There will no longer be the sadness of partings, no longer be necessary to have some souvenir to dig fervently into the walls sanctified by His divine presence. For His home will be ours for all eternity. What is Saint Thérèse telling us? She is saying the Eucharist on earth is both the anticipation and the promise of the heaven where the Christ, who is hidden in the Blessed Sacrament, will be seen face to face in the heavenly home where He is awaiting us. Oh, how important to cultivate the habit of frequent reception of Holy Communion. And frequent reception of Holy Communion means daily reception. One more quotation from Saint Therese. She declares, without reservation, that, I quote her, "The best means to reach perfection is through receiving Holy Communion frequently. Experience proves it in those who practice it. Frequent reception will make of all of us saints. Receiving our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament here on earth is the surest guarantee of joining Him at everlasting home where He is waiting for us. Amen." Thank you for the extra time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.